Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. We are all about supporting underground independent artists here at Flavor News Radio, and that's exactly what we're going to do tonight. I am going to open up this phone line, so if there's anybody that has something you'd like to promote or even something you'd like to just share, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, you know how Lady Flavor does it. I play a variety of independent artists that you can find from around the world. So I'm going to jump right into it and play a track. Let's see, who do I want to play? You know what? I'm going to play a piece that was just created by a new duo out of the Detroit, Michigan area. And this is Mr. Watson by Sabuda.
The question isn't, how do we fix things? The question is, why is it like this in the first place? Open that, you little man.
There's a storm on the horizon. Don't be surprised when it rains on you. I see a storm. The game concludes.
You're too controlling, always scolding for not holding hands. You stand in the way of the future, riding my scooter. You try to prove your weight's the heaviest. I try to steady this, broom in my hand, chasing the chevyness, sweeping the land, keeping the sand from passing the time. Believing your plans, crafty designs, the mastering kind, laughing divine, not willing forgiving, but leaving behind, squeezing my lines while changing their worth, bleeding the vine, teasing you jerk, all of the hurt I wear on my shirt, pulling my skirt right over my head, exploiting my birth while breaking my bread, you're taking instead, making me stay, it's raining all red, remember.
Watson, leave me alone. I'm not at home, and I don't live here anymore. Hey, Mr. Watson, leave me alone. Although I'm home, I don't want to live here.
I wonder if you'll heed the warning, or will you just proceed, ignoring the subtle pouring, storming from my vessel's distant view? I miss the cue, putting you in charge. I wish your pew was not so large. Sifting through the deck of cards you flip to prove your neck is hard. Your shard's the sharpest, you can't learn. You spin regardless if it's your turn. I twist and burn to fit your mold. I hit, return, shift, and hold. Why? Like I don't know the answer. Like Dasher and Dancer prance on my roof. My stance is aloof, avoiding the proof. If I am the truth, I'm the skeptic holding me back as well. My swell's enormous, I'm shoreless. Mr. Green, bring the chorus.
Hey, Mr. Watson. Leave me alone, I'm not at home. and I don't live here anymore. Hey, Mr. Watson, leave me alone. Although I'm home, I don't want to live here anymore. Hey, Mr. Watson. Hey, Mr. Watson. Hey, Mr. Watson. Hey, Mr. Watson, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
All right, that was Mr. Watson by Sabuda. And that combination is John D. Green Sr. and Guy Williams out of the Detroit, Michigan area. I do see there's a caller on the line. Caller, I will bring you in just a few minutes, but I want to play a piece. John D. Green Sr. is an artist I work very closely with out of the Michigan area, but this is another group that I work very closely with. And I just am so very, very proud to be a part of the Black Stacks team. I'm going to play Marbles, and this makes up a Silent Lamb project that consists of Jace and Black from the Black Stacks group.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
Daily thoughts of death, but my breath pumps life. You're my life, full of love and might. You're my life, full of stories we write, full of mimics that bite, full of brothers that sometimes need kites. You're my life, take turns that sometimes burn, but with no regrets. You're my life's a bet, whether off the set, behind doors, build a score. My pores create the encore, but veins just release the pain. My life's strange in the midst of the game, full of stitches with dope pictures that get gold chains. You're my life, includes Barbie, no Barkley, or Bailey, operate daily at ATP. You're my life, hear songs that don't belong to my ears. They fit. You're my life, the shit. Yo, my life. Lazy Keisha, you can't quit. Yo, Catherine, you can't quit. Yo, once upon a time, yeah, I built my rhyme. But nowadays it's paid, yeah, it's all refined. Yo, I like the lines across, taking forces to the north. In the basement as a boss, no, they do sell a boss. But my life's high above, off hate and love. Off the green and old machines. Yo, my life ain't seen. You're my life.
My life. So you like the shit. What was I to do? Got clipped to jump off, raised up north. Soul got imports, so when I flex, I'm like, X. You like, what? Life look like an EKG. Life sound like Do-Re-Mi. Inside, shit, it got casualty. I fight inside, forced to practice, lazy captain. We got mishaps. Ask Dr. Wright, how the wrongs make every song better. Who's wrong, he or the legend? Then I'm 17, I got caliber to measure. My people run hustle and I sleep, rest is temporary. Either I need it or the Hebrews greedy. Walk into your party, bring the epidemic to the needy, like leisure. I guess you thought you saw it, but you didn't. Turn the page, my life ain't gumshoes, not gunshoes. We got stripes, get shine, all the gift, all the shit. Maintenance, yo, I'm straight. Splinter walking, left over from the building. The rest got burned to begin it. Spit turned to venom, my life run like with old slaves. They stayed too long, now I'm subterranean. Every mic be on going, plus stainless. The life I rock like a vest. Protect your discretion, protest. The game got implants. My life only grand.
Only grand if I aim at them. If I aim at them, right? This shit aim at them. If I aim at them.
My life. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
My life.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
My life.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
All right, that was Black Stacks, actually the duo Silent Lamb Project, which is Jace and Black, and their piece called Marbles. Now I'm just going to mention something just really briefly about Black Stacks. They've got some amazing things taking place, very exciting things. This weekend they are going to be participating and doing a 12-minute narrative, and this is taking place on the bottom of Queen Anne Hill here in Seattle, Washington. You can find out more information on my Facebook page. You can go over to the Black Stacks page or to their website at www.blackstacks.com and find out more about that particular project. They have been written up from coast to coast in different media outlets, and you know their music is being played around the world. So again, I'm very, very proud to be a part of the Black Stacks team. I lost my caller, so I'm hoping that that caller will call back in. And you know, anybody, feel free to call in. The call in number is 347-857-1189. If you've just got something you want to share, or if you have something that you'd like to promote, you can do that here at Flavor Coffee House. Otherwise, I am just going to keep playing some tracks from a variety of artists that you can find around the world. And as I scroll down, let's see who I can come up with. I'm going to play a piece by two young men out of the Pacific Northwest that are just very, very dear to my heart. And this is Mike Mack and Harlem with their piece called The Voices.
Have you dreamed so big? Wake up and realize life is way harder than the Rubik's is. Sit back and watch the room just spin as the record of your life's come to a slow end. I swear people in my life dove in, calling every man brother like I'm Hulk Hogan. And record labels wasn't raised on the farm, so it seems like the doors just never open. I swear every flow I spit is potent. I bet the ace so I wasn't joking. They said that to me, you're rappers like you. I just stood for the game and they all went in. But they all ain't him. No planet takeovers like invading them. 5,950 A&Rs all laying low like Grim. But I gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose. Gotta be the one. Gotta be observant. Gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices. Gotta hear the voices. I gotta hear the voices.
Gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose. Gotta be the one. Gotta be observant. Gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices. Gotta hear the voices. I gotta hear the voice, yo. As I'm breaking the mic, yo, I feel it, it's nice, though. To unleash the memory inside of my micro. Trying to stay in check like I'm lacing my night, yo. Lyrically, I'm a psycho, but keeping the tight flow. Rock beats as long as T. Jones to the maestro. Feeling the hype, though, cause sound is like the draft. See, I'm nice, but it ain't a guarantee that I might go. Maybe I might not, maybe I might flop and get labeled as another kid, no high top. Feeling like Michael Jordan in this spot. Stomach and big knot, feel your eyes is not. Cause all it really ever even takes is that big shot. And what if it got blocked? I'm sitting in the OC and I got cold feet. But that's just what if you know this. I'm so focused, man. I gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose. Gotta be the one. Gotta be observant. Gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices. Gotta hear the voices. I gotta hear the voices.
I gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose. Gotta be the one. Gotta be observant. Gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices. Gotta hear the voices. I gotta hear the voices. I'm destined to be the greatest. And all these rappers thinking they really the prize, but they're actually the fakest. Record labels say the vibe and actually your faders. So in all actuality, A&R's is the haters. I'm on the rampage, flow darker than Raiders. Never part from the game, but there's a will, there's a fader. Hip hop needs me, I can never leave my savior. To the game and my cartridges are to the Sega.
Hot like a sauna, they bound like Osama. Time for a change, hip hop, Obama. Wait, let me decide if I wanna revive any more bars like you were musically deprived. Rise, look in each eye, even if you're celibate, you need to fuck with these guys. Lyrically perfect and verbally insane, I've been fucking peace too long.
I gotta be the best, gotta have a purpose, gotta be the one, gotta be observant, gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices, gotta hear the voices, I gotta hear the voices.
Gotta be the best, gotta have a purpose, gotta be the one, gotta be observant, gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices, gotta hear the voices, I gotta hear the voices.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Mike Mack and Harlem with their piece called The Voices. And Mike Mack and Harlem just performed, I believe it was Thursday night at the Tea Palace in Branton. I heard that the event was absolutely amazing. I know they put on a great show. They just love the stage. If anybody has seen them perform out here in the Pacific Northwest, they love the stage. Young talents coming up, and I'm so very, very impressed with them. I want to give a shout-out to Miss Felicia Loud of Black Stack. It is her birthday. Happy birthday, girl. You know, if I could sing I Love My Life, I would. But, you know, that might just totally, totally scare you. You know, but again, you know, go check out what's going on with Black Stack. They've got some amazing things taking place, several events taking place here in the Pacific Northwest, and with some different flavor involved. And so, you know, you want to go and check out, you know, their theatrical piece, which is called The Narrative, this Sunday. I'm going to jump into another piece. This is by a new talent that I've just been introduced to out of the Texas area, Dallas, Texas. And this is Infamous B and The Dream. Well, it's called A Dream, but it's featuring my dear, dear friend, Dallan.
Let me tell you, man. And a dream don't last forever, baby. Only for the moment.
I'm not familiar with your nonsense, your comment regarding the beats that was convinced. Now we're using our consent. I'm a fan of this rap, it's I love how the story pick. If you're rich or you poor, you are immune to this. Ooh, now you see out the politics, we're building the confidence. Congress developed a statement that started a conflict. So I respect it, but then that don't receive any comment. They vouch without an image like that business is nonsense. I was losing my conscience as I think about content. I'm being one of your top picks that's written for a profit. I'm not familiar with magazines. Express our top pick. As he floats in this top list, a floss cause it's cast it. Every star was never promised a sign of any kind. But we all had a reason to grind, that's how we ride. This statement I was given to God until I find the reason why people not trying to keep hip hop alive. The next man, we both got the same plan. It's in a dream that stands between you and every single man. That is the image you give it if you can stand a chance. Since the trip is so amazing, like a couple grand. This rap shit, we got a passion like my life demands. Every stack collected back as well as issue land. It's more to it than to do it like the realest can. So I mention competition without an open hand. So I battle the streets like the KK clan. Doing a struggle when your decisions didn't stand a chance. Look at history before I pick up culture was free. Brave hearts torn apart from all these problems we see. Every man wanna be the streets on any beat. Send the rest, so let it cease until your mission's complete. But now I've been signed since 03, so let it cease. Stop pinning on the victim who tried, but been denied. In the ghetto, it's just a moment your hair retaining your past, but your future will last. Each moment that it lasts, you love it. It's safe up when you wake up to nothing, like you're balling without a budget. Every second that you're sleeping, huh? You're thinking of 100 grand in either hand, since you the man that stands above it. There's a rich kid that you with throughout the introduction. Million nuggets you discovered, so hands would never touch it. I could have child ever wish when their daddy refused to love him. The mom confused a child with men that she was got from. Could a child stand short from being raised in a broken home? Daddy gone. Mama's blown from they raise the kids on their own. I couldn't live right, well, it's when you're raised wrong. Your life is like you're living each moment that you carry on. A dream don't last long when it's gone, just move along. And leave your past and bring your future to the day you're gone.
Your dream don't last forever, so tell me what's the reason. We don't last together, since you got don't last forever. Whatever it takes for us to make it, we're just gonna take it. Thank you.
Infamous B with his piece called A Dream, featuring, again, my dear, dear friend DeLon out of Dallas, Texas. Now I'm going to take you to the ATL, but originally this young lady is from Seattle, Washington, and her name is Nikki Wade, and I'm going to play, I'm going to play Steel by Nikki Wade.
Thank you.
All right, that was Miss Nikki Wade coming to us from the ATL by way of Seattle, Washington, and that was her piece, Steel. I believe I'll probably have Nikki coming on the Leopard Carpet sometime in May. I cannot wait to introduce you to the Flava News radio listening audience and find out more about her story, and I've got several other tracks that I can share with you. Caller, I see your hand up. Please be patient with me. I want to get a track in. And the reason why I want to play a piece by this young lady, she's somebody who was also new to me. I had an absolutely amazing conversation with her and her manager, but her mother just passed away a few days ago. And she is going to be stepping onto the Leopard Carpet with me this coming Tuesday. Her name is Natty, and I'm going to play This I Can Do.
that is what we need.
All right, that was Mate with her piece called This I Can Do. And again, Mate just lost her mother just a few days ago. And when I had, you know, talked to her on the phone the other day, she had just arrived in Chicago, you know, to be able to be there with her mom and, you know, help take care of her and this and that. And so our condolences definitely go out to Mate and her family. And from what I can tell, she still plans on coming on the leopard carpet with me this coming Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I did give her the option, though, you know, if she needs to change that, and I'm still open to that. But at this point, I really hope that you come out and hear her story. You know, I found her very, very just sweet and endearing, and I love the fact that she's just staying true to who she is and what she's creating, and that it's very important for her to create sounds that her grandchildren, her children, and family can listen to and share. And it's about family. It's about being in love and being in committed relationships and all that solid stuff that, you know, back in the day I was raised on. So let me click on the line and bring in my caller and see how he is doing. Dolan, how are you, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Lady Flavor?
I'm doing very good.
Wow. Well, first, I mean, condolences to Maddie, man. Wow, that's sad.
It's very, very sad. It is.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you?
Oh, nothing much. Just thought I'd, since I'm off today, I was like, let me, you know, get it in with some Flavor Time.
No, I've missed you. You haven't come to a show in a minute, so I'm glad that you called in. So now you can tell Infamous B I played some of his music and your music on my show today.
Yeah, I think he's in Austin today doing some promotional stuff.
Okay.
You know, and then not this weekend, but next weekend coming up, we're supposed to shoot video for another song that I sang on of his called Let's Do It Big. So.
Okay. Very good. We look forward to, you know, hearing that. I was really appreciative because he sent me, you know, a few tracks and they're, you know, they're radio edited and, you know, it's, yeah, that was very, very cool, you know, to be able to receive that and to be able to share his sound, you know, with the listeners of Flava News Radio. So, you know, Dolan, you know I got to ask, right?
Oh, yeah. Lord. All right, go ahead.
So can I get my Dolan fix? Will you sing for us?
Well, I'll tell you what. What I'll do is, you know, this is actually, I'll do something for my take, you know. I don't know if she's listening or not, but,
okay.
You know, I've been, you know, singing a lot of gospel stuff lately, so.
Okay.
I'll give you a little bit of a song that we did, me and the St. Louis Choir did for an organ donation thing that was going on at St. Luke's Hospital. And there was a couple of NFL football players out there. It was on TV and all that other stuff. So,
okay.
This song is called Spirit Fall Down and by Luther Barnes, and I'll do like part of it.
Okay.
See if you can dig this. I'm a little rusty. All right, here we go.
We're all gathered here in your presence, Lord, with arms open wide, with lifted hands, and with open hearts, we welcome you to abide. Whoa, Lord, give us your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, right now. Whoa, give us your Spirit, your Holy Spirit.
until you come, dear Lord. For we are so unworthy to even call your name. So please, 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 Lord, hear our prayer. And don't let our coming be in vain. Oh, Lord, give us your spirit, your Holy Spirit, right now. Oh, Lord, give us your spirit, your Holy Spirit, right now.
Well,
I think of the whole show doing that, but give me the,
so,
put that on.
That, you know, that, that just, because all the church. Okay, so I have to tell you, Jace just texted me and he said, "Amen, Dahlon."
Hey, what's going on, Jace?
You know, I appreciate you singing that particular song, and I appreciate you putting that out to Matty and her family. And, you know, I know we've had this conversation around you singing, you know, gospel music or not singing gospel music or whatever, but, you know, I have to tell you, that was very powerful, Dahlon, that it's, you know, it make a person want to become sanctified, you know, or whatever, and be able to go, you know, before the church and want to receive him, you know, as their Lord and Savior. So that's amazing, you know, and I think that not everybody has that type of gift that through their voice, you know, can reach and touch people that way.
Well, I really appreciate it. I mean, you know, just for the audience out there to know, it's not that I don't like gospel music, you know what I mean? That's the root. It's just that I guess what my whole thing is that I don't want to use gospel as a way to further my career. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's where my issue comes in, because, you know, you singing anything else, you know, it doesn't really matter so much. But with gospel music, you know, people who are receiving that message are, you know, they take their faith seriously. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't want to play with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't be, I'm not saying I'm living wrong. You know, please don't take it like that. You know, but my whole thing is I want to be true and ready when the time is for that. You know what I mean?
Right. I understand.
That's where I'm coming from. I just, you know, you can't play with people like that, because, you know, they may get a great message, but then they're going to start examining who you are, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying, or start judging you. And I've seen that happen before, you know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, I think I told you a story one time. I called up this gospel producer, you know, because people was like, "Hey, why don't you try gospel, you know, and all this other stuff." So I considered it, and so I called this one cat who was a gospel producer. And the one thing that turned me off, unfortunately, was he was like, "Yeah, man, you know, you really should do gospel now because that's where the money is."
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he said that, I was like, "Oh, I can't mess with that, you know, because I don't want to do it just because it's a way for me to gain fame or money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's got to be a natural thing for me to make my way into that." So that's why
I respect and appreciate that, you know, and I think that anybody who is out there in the entertainment arena, you know, or stepping up as an artist, you know, do it the right way and know that, you know, every day you lay your head down and you wake up and you take that first breath and you look at yourself in the mirror that you really like, you know, that person, you know, that's looking back at you. And I think that's where some people get it wrong, you know, in a sense that they go out there and they try to go after what may not necessarily be natural for them, and they try to create something that just because the media says that's what, you know, is selling right now, just because somebody else is saying. And I think that there are artists that are not staying true to who they are, you know, and their God-given talent. So I totally understand and respect that, Dahlon.
I mean, you know, as you know, I do have gospel or inspirational stuff, I got to be more specific. Because when you say gospel, people say, okay, well, is he quoting from the Bible? So what I'll say is I've written and performed inspirational stuff that I've done that people have really got into. But that came from the heart. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't something contrived or you know, I wasn't trying to, you know, make a gain off of it. You know what I mean? You know, this song I wrote called Get Out of the Way and Let God In, that I actually, honestly, I wrote for somebody else, but they didn't want to use it. And so I just kind of kept it for myself. A friend of mine in Boston, she had used it in her gospel play, and I've even performed it for a ministry that they really, you know, because the song really touched them. So I was like, okay, well, I guess it was meant for me to really take ownership on this song. But my whole plan is to come out doing my R&B thing first. So that way, you know, I just feel more comfortable that way. If I'm going to make a mark in the music industry, I'd rather do it as, okay, let me come out to, you know, what I really want to do. And then later on, I can inject, you know, inspirational stuff or gospels, you know, whatever, you know, because a lot of people say, well, look at Al Green and all that, but Al Green came out, you know, doing R&B first. He didn't come out as a gospel artist first.
No, totally understand and respect that, you know, and again, I think that everybody needs to stay true to who they are and feel good about what it is that they're creating and how they're going about doing it, and I think that, you know, one of the things that I talked to you about, you know, there's different ways of ministering to people, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in a certain context that, you know, people understand, you know, that you are a believer or that you're spiritual or whatever. You know, my dad is a Baptist minister, and this is one of the conversations that I have with him on a regular basis, that what I do through Flava News and Flava News Radio is my ministry, and my outreach is to, you know, underground independent artists. You know, and I try to represent in a very prideful and proud way, you know, in how I see things should be done right, you know, in the arena of being an entertainer or being in the arena of being an artist. And so there's just different ways of reaching people. And I think that when you stay true and you create something of substance, you know, you can hit those right emotions. And, you know, last weekend, my show had gotten deleted, and 16 pages of music out of 20 pages of music had also been deleted. Blog Talk, you know, was claiming they were trying to work it out for me and, you know, we're going to re-upload the music and this and that and, you know, all these kind of excuses. But I let it go. You know, at first I was frustrated, but I had to let it go. And I thought back on, you know, this book that I spoke about on the Artist Roundtable, you know, called Attitude is Everything. And the way that I looked at it is, you know what, Flava, you can re-upload music that you really, really like and you feel good and are proud to play. Because, you know, there were some tracks uploaded that I was like, I'm not really, really sure about that. You know, so now it's kind of like starting out fresh. And before I go any further, I do want to put it out there before I forget. You know, you never know who's paying attention. You know, you never know who might reach out to who, and where, you know, you might have that opportunity to have your sound heard somewhere else. I was contacted by a gentleman on a radio station out of Massachusetts, and he is, you know, seeking conscious, and I'm going to put conscious in parentheses, you know, conscious hip-hop and spoken word tracks. And so I've agreed to do some screening for him. So if you are interested and you are a hip-hop artist or you are a spoken word artist, again, when I say spoken word, let's think this through too. This is a hip-hop director who is, you know, reaching out to me. So, you know, when you think hip-hop, you kind of think a certain feel. So if you're interested in having, you know, your sound potentially heard on a radio station, and this is regular radio, out of Massachusetts, please feel free to send your radio friendly. He also wants it to be radio friendly along with conscious. Out, you can send your tracks to radio@flavanews.com. also send an artist bio. And then I'm going to, you know, be screening tracks this weekend and start sending tracks out to Maurice, you know, this coming week. So, you know, this is an opportunity, you know, for you to be heard. And Maurice is part of the Hip Hop Congress out in Massachusetts. And so that, if that'll help you have a feel of what type of hip hop he's looking for, you know, please, you know, if you don't know anything about the Hip Hop Congress groups around the United States, you know, Google that. And again, conscious hip hop and radio friendly hip hop and spoken word. So, you know, with you talking about, you know, the spiritual and religious aspect of, you know, music, Delon, I want to play a piece by a gentleman who performed on my stage at Flavor Coffee House back in 2008 while I was hosting a literary conference. And he is a spiritual, motivational speaker along with being a spoken word artist. And this is a piece by the Anointed Poet out of Indiana, and it's called Demolition Man.
I'm the demolition man. Well, did I walk where I stand? Yes, I do. I'm the demolition man. And by faith, he didn't come.
Yes, sir.
Cause that's God's plan, yeah.
I thank God for the opportunity to be the man he called me to. I speak healing over my body and it's done. My mind, body, spirit, breathe as one. Every word I speak tears down another wall of illness the devil thought could remain. I stop at every store of sickness in my body and shop for anything I need to take out as I begin to clear them all things not of God, not of God. The stripes of Jesus cut up illness, so I chop them into indistinguishable pieces until they are no longer in me as I kill all symptoms not of God, and I am healed still. Afterwards, the Holy Spirit of God begins to heal my body as I keep claiming my healing until the devil's presence.
He never will no illness. Tear me down when I speak healing where I stand. Yeah, I'm tearing down walls cause I'm a demolition man. Yeah.
No longer do I worry because I'm demolishing the plans of the enemy for my life. I'm polishing
my life.
The surface which was scraped from random attacks on me. And from this day forward, as I destroy the devil, I am abolishing all disease, all sickness. All symptoms I throw in the mosh pit, I watch them bump and fight each other until they are no more. I witness no more demons left standing on the floor. I watch the evil kingdom easily destroyed. I am bored. I keep playing my
healing. And I see healing come. Because of my faith in God, it's already done. Thank you, Jesus, for the stripes that gave me power. I can conquer every pain. The devil's out of power. You need to know you can be a demolition man. Cause of my faith in God,
it's already done.
When I speak healing,
I speak healing.
The healing comes, yeah.
No longer do I worry because I'm demolishing plans of the enemy for my life. I'm polishing the surfaces which was scraped from random attacks on me. And from this day forward, as I destroy the devil, I'm abolishing all disease, all sickness. All symptoms I throw in a mosh pit, I watch them bump and fight each other until they are no more, I watch the evil kingdom easily destroyed, I am bored, I witness no more demons left standing on the floor, I keep speaking healing over my body until it's completely restored. For alone, I have nothing. But with God, I'm the demolition man. Destroying every attack of the enemy, all his plans. Taking no prisoners, waking up all listeners. He who has an ear, let him hear. I eat up the enemy like T-bone steaks and sizzlers. We are all demolitionists against the enemy. Destroying the devil while God sits. So let's grab our Bible, speak and proclaim. We believe it's already done by faith, and we will see. And from this day forward, God's power will forever reign.
All right, that was Demolition Man by the Anointed Poet out of Indiana, also known as, or his government name is, Robert Sells. And I want to give a shout out to Robert and Marla Sells. You know, an amazing, amazing couple, and they just stay true to themselves. And one thing that I appreciate about them, it's not all about ministering within the walls that we call church. They minister to people all over the United States and give their message, you know, and it's something that, you know, the way that he performs and delivers, you know, what it is that he does as a Christian spoken word artist, you know, he gets people that may not necessarily, you know, be up on the Bible and about church or living right. You know, he gets them to stand up and pay attention in his own way. So anyway, I just thought, you know, Delon, that was kind of a fitting time to play a piece by my dear friend Robert Sells. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
No.
Yes. Yeah, it's all deep. I hope we didn't drive people away.
Well, you know what? And if it did, that's really okay. You know what I mean? Because you know what? It obviously wasn't meant for them to just stick around, huh? So, you know, it's okay. You know, I know that what it is that we do, it's all about the numbers. And I think that's something that I'm going to talk about in a future artist roundtable is, you know, how important are the numbers of who's paying attention to us. I mean, you know, when we go and I look at the statistics of my radio show or my website, you know, I can tell, you know, who listened to the show live, who listened, you know, on the telephone, who came back and checked out the archives, where they, you know, come from, you know, and statistics like that too. You know, the same thing for my website. And when you're taking things to the next level, a lot of times it's about the numbers. You know, mm-hmm. But I was having a conversation, you know, with somebody earlier today, and it's, you know, about like staying true to yourself and how popular is it to stay true to your own art form, you know, what feels good, or do you fall into, you know, creating something that, you know, other people are telling you, you know, should be created or whatever. And I think that must be a challenge when it comes to, you know, being an independent artist, because a lot of times the majority of the people that I deal with on this level are trying to strive, you know, towards taking things to the next level and being able to get out there and be recognized, and recognized just not only by their small circle, but of course by the masses. And so, you know, I know that's a challenge, you know, and how do you make what it is that you love doing and creating, you know, something that the masses will want to pay attention to. So,
right.
I know. But you know what? I want to play another piece, and this is a piece by an artist that I'm working with out of Switzerland. His album just came out. The title of the album is called Living Sacrifice. And, you know, it's something that he's been working on this past year. It finally, you know, is completed and mastered and pressed and everything. And, you know, now the hard part comes in marketing and getting it out there. And that's a challenge in itself, you know, and being able to, you know, find distribution and this, that, and the other. But this is Chameleon, and I'm going to play a piece I've not played on this show before, and this is called Meditate.
Okay.
You're laying on the ground now, and they want to hit you while you're down. But who ran out on you right when you needed them around? Smite the shepherds, and the sheep will be scattered. If you're a leper, I don't need your words to be flattered. You're too far away, and you refuse to drink the water. Change your mind, and you can redeem your sons and daughters. Can I bring you on the way so you can see the light of day? Hey, yeah. To pay, oh, I really think we should get it straight. Just meditate, just meditate. Plant you a flower, please take care of it, my friend. For the final hour,
for the final hour,
you know I really wait to see you again. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. If you're a leper, I don't need your words to be flattered. You're too far away, and you refuse to drink the water. Change your mind, then you can redeem your sons and daughters. Can I bring you on the way?
I bring you home,
so you can see the light of day. Hey, yeah, it's just too big a price to pay. Oh, I really think you should get it straight.
That was Chameleon with his piece called Meditate, and that's off of his new CD, which is called Living Sacrifice. So, I know if you want to hang out on the phone with me, Delon.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I want to jump into another track. I haven't played a piece by this duo in a little bit, and one of the gentlemen in this group is actually my grandson's father, Shay Black. And this is The Ark, and I'm going to play Come Home.
Came down the other day when you told me the news of another man who had your heart and why you had to move on.
All right, that was Shay Black and J-Dot, also known as The Ark, with their piece, Come Home. So, Delon, they actually started out as gospel singers here in the Pacific Northwest and then went to doing R&B.
Oh, okay. Well, I can hear the influence.
Right, right.
I mean, people do it different ways. I just know what I'm comfortable with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm rolling.
I got you on that. So I'm going to jump into a piece by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and he is going to be my featured guest on the All Media Artists Features this coming Thursday. I think he just likes hanging out with me. You know, I did it with him back in, November, maybe December of 2010, and then we just did the Leopard Carpet. But it's so funny, when I had him on the Leopard Carpet, the time went by so quickly that we didn't actually cover a lot of, things that I wanted to bring up with him on the air. So we're going to get caught up with that on the All Media Artists this coming Wednesday. And so I'm going to play, how about Afterglow by Stephen Jerome Ferguson?
That's my boy, Steve.
website. That was Afterglow by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. And you can find out more about him on the All Media Artists website, or you can go over to Reverb Nation. And he has a new CD out that's called We Are One that you can find on the Reverb Nation store page. So, you know, check him out. Come to the All Media Artists feature show on Wednesday. I was going to say Thursday. Wednesday, and find out more about his story. And better yet, you know, go check out the archives of Stephen Jerome Ferguson on the Leopard Carpet with me. We had a great time together. So, oh my goodness, Shadow the cat is climbing up on me. I don't know if you can hear him purring and meowing, but he's climbing up on me. He wants to get close to the music too. if you by chance missed the All Media Artist Features with Monica Monet this past week, that is a show too that I think that you should go check out in the archives. And she blessed me with the opportunity of breaking a new song that is going to be on her up and coming album that will be released probably around the middle of June. And this is I'm going to play it for you, and it's called Slow Jam by Monica Monet. It's not playing, is it? Okay, let's try that again. Okay, watch out. Watch out. Oh, there we go.
Tonight
All right, that is Monica Monet's piece called Slow Jam. It's going to be on her CD, which is called Simply Beautiful, which is due out about the middle of June. So what do you think of that, Delon?
Well. I'm going to hold my comments. Wow.
Well, I think that should just make you want to grab your wife and slow dance, huh?
It's all good.
Yeah,
but,
you know, when
she's coming real with that. She's definitely coming real with that.
I think when she sent me that song, you know, and she said, "Lady Flava, I'm going to let you debut a song of mine that's off my new CD," you know, I'm like, okay, that's exciting, right? You know, mm-hmm. I was just like, yeah, I couldn't wait to get the song. And when I got it and I listened, I'll be honest, you know, I cried. And it was just like, I think it just triggered a bunch of emotions in me to, you know, the honor of, you know, being able to be the first to play it. And then just the beautifulness of it, that it was like, you know, kind of reminded me back in the days of, you know, being at a club and, you know, with a significant other, somebody that I was in love with or whatever, and getting up and slow dancing, you know,
right,
and stuff. And it was like that.
She captured the art form of it. I mean, like,
yeah,
she didn't get vulgar with it or nothing like
right.
that. It was just like, you know, it was just straight up, you know, that's straight up love right there. You know, you can't deny
that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Even if it's not love, even the lust side of it is, you know, it was tasteful, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, she took it there. It was nice. Definitely.
Yeah.
She gets my vote.
I know everybody was like, you know, she got their vote off of Gravity, you know, or Home, but, you know, like this piece, it was like, man,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I definitely,
yeah.
I, you know, like I said before, I definitely would love to do a duet with her.
That would be amazing. You know what? I think Delon, I said, I don't know if we could pull it off in 2011, but maybe 2012. I think, you know, you need to come from Dallas and Steven needs to come from Kansas. We all need to meet up in Jacksonville, Florida, where Monica Monet is. Because, you know, she and I, we were talking, and it seems like, you know, the music scene, the art scene is very supported there. You know, and I think it would be an amazing place to just go, you know, and hang out at those clubs and coffee shops and places where people are just really digging, you know, people performing, you know, live for them and stuff. So I think we need to make a road trip, you know, to Jacksonville, Florida, and hang out with Monica Monet and her friends for, you know, a weekend or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea. You know, plus my older daughter, she's getting ready to go to college in Miami, Florida. So,
okay.
You know, this June when she gets out of high school. So that's gonna be, you know, maybe I can get a two for one thing. See my child, and you know.
Right. That's funny. I'm just scrolling down my list, and you know, it's funny that. I think I'm up to about like 14 pages of tracks now, you know, because I've been busy uploading. But this coming Monday, I have a very interesting guest that's going to be on the leopard carpet with me. And he is somebody who's new to me. He's not necessarily somebody who is new to the Pacific Northwest, though. And, you know, I'm looking forward, you know, to spending some time with Shemako Noble. He is, you know, a part of, you know, the Hip Hop Congress out here on the West Coast. He was president, and he actually goes around the United States speaking on, you know, social justice issues, you know, along with performing as a hip hop artist. And so, that's going to be really interesting for me because I've not ever had a conversation with somebody who's into the hip-hop in that way, you know, and the really, really social conscious, you know, besides like my many conversations with Jace from Black Stacks, who has, you know, been gracious enough to, you know, help educate me around, you know, the different forms of hip hop and stuff. So
You know what? If you not to interrupt, but I just, there's something that's on the tip of my tongue that now that you're talking about hip hop, I just wanted to mention real quick. I don't know if you saw the story. Ashley Judd, the actress.
No.
She had called hip hop rape music, like, you know, like totally degrading hip hop in general. And I think that she was more educated on. I think she's going off of maybe the vibe of maybe a few artists and lumped everyone who does hip hop together.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really feeling that too much because, you know, there's a lot of different styles of hip hop, and there's a lot of there are some positive messages in hip hop. You know what I mean? And I think it was kind of wrong for her to tag, you know, rap music, you know, as, you know, rape and misogyny and all that. I mean, there is, you know, a few artists, unfortunately, who bring it to that point, but I don't think it was fair for her to label an entire genre of music like that.
I guess that's the unfortunate thing is, like, you know, a lot of times people are categorized in a certain light when it comes to a certain genre, you know, and, you know, how it's put out there and this and that and that, you know, and that's a sad thing, you know, when the few can mess things up for the masses, you know, and that's who that person, you know, identifies, you know, hip-hop with, is those type of artists or whatever. And, you know, that's a sad thing, you know, and it's sad that she came public, you know, with making a statement like that.
To give her the benefit of the doubt, because I respect her as an actress, I think she maybe her wording wasn't correct. I think she probably meant to say, you know, a few artists give her that impression or you know, or whatever in their messages. But, you know, she should have been maybe a little more enlightened that that's not the entire genre. You know?
Right. No, I agree. You know, but I'll have to be honest with you, Dawn. I find hip hop very challenging. You know, because
find it hard to defend.
it's something that is so very controversial. Maybe that's kind of the intriguing thing about hip hop, is because it is controversial, and there seems to be, you know, several.
But you know what? In all fairness, hip hop's not. You know what? Actually, let me reframe that. Rap is not the only form of music that has, you know, messages or images that are, you know, not positive for the youth. I mean, I've seen many a rock song or hardcore metal or as an example. Songs that, you know, was like, well, I don't know if I'd have my child listening to that message, you know, but I can't say that as a whole genre that they're all like that. I mean, there's even some Christian metal bands out there and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it would be wrong for me to tag an entire genre, but, you know, let's just keep it real. There is, you know, some questionable lyrics or images and things like that in other types of music also.
Well, and I understand what you're saying. I don't listen to rock. You know, there's very minimal rock artists that contact me, you know, or whatever. I get inundated by hip hop artists, you know, rappers. And it's not just the subject matter, it's the talent level too. You know, that is just interesting to me because, you know, like, you know, that's why I decided that I want to do the show called, you know, Let's Talk Hip Hop. And, you know, because what I want out of that particular forum is to open up a dialogue with people who are a part of the hip hop community in a variety of ways, from producers to, you know, artist to, you know, hip hop congress, whatever, and you know, be able to have a dialogue around it. Also, with artists sending in their tracks to have it critiqued live by those particular people as to what those particular people who are a part of the hip hop community would say about their pieces. And so, I think it's a challenging genre for me, you know?
Right.
And, you know, and rock can be challenging for me too, even when it comes to some of the sounds that the little bit that is coming my direction, it's like, you know, do I think this is good? Do I like this, you know, or whatever, you know? And so I try to be open-minded about that too. Luckily, when it comes to the rock, I have not received anything that is of a subject matter that, you know, I would not play on my show.
Right.
You know, but, you know, it's unfortunate that those few, you know, rappers out there have, you know, created, hip hop to not be accepted and appreciated like it is deserving to be.
Right, exactly. Hey, not to cut this short, Lady Flavor, but I got to help my wife with something real quick. I'll contact you later. Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you so much for calling into the show, DeLon.
Okay. I'll holler at you later, okay?
All righty.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Now, with that said, and talking about hip-hop, I'm going to go ahead and jump into a piece to play from my featured guest this coming Monday, who is Shamako Noble from, well, the West Coast. He is out of the Bay Area, San Jose area. He does frequently come up here to the Pacific Northwest also. He is a part of the Hip Hop Congress on the West Coast. He is a motivational activist speaker that travels around the United States speaking on social issues. And I'm going to play a piece that's called Broke by Shamako Noble.
Yeah, 2010,
Infamous,
cats is broke, you act like that's a joke,
that's
like
a
these
joke.
Cats will not grab a gack and smoke for life. Half a coke and a jacket low, getting to think you ain't out here.
Nope.
But the young G's are really about it and down to clown here. Down to move towns all across the town here. And make moves without fear. We got these poorly rated makeshift lawmakers fucking up. Fakers, seeking takers, but the haters still coming up.
Still coming
people
up.
Losing their homes with no one to blame except an imaginary market that gets harder to tame. God is a shame. These credit companies harvest your pain. Diligent plundering, just chalk it up as part of the game. Stalking your ways, call you a game. Make deals, don't even know who you bargaining with. They try to act like it's not a threat to their order. But thousands in Detroit still don't have any water.
Hell
going
no.
Out to your son or your daughter to find them up for their own slaughter. Another public housing unit torn up. Police don't even bother with conversations or whatnot. They just speak with a taser or object with a gunshot. They can pour a straw in their quarter raw. The scripts are clear. Convicted for surviving the traps they have engineered.
Yo,
hey, yo, cats is broke.
Say it
loud. Cats is broke.
We need to tell them right now.
Hey, yo, cats is broke.
They need to know right now.
Yeah, cats is broke.
If you feel it in your pocket.
Yeah, cats is broke.
If you feel it in your ring.
Yeah, cats is broke.
If you feel it in your car.
Cats is broke.
If you feeling it. If you feeling it.
Yeah, folks are starving. The White House is starting to look like J.P. Morgan. Obama just barged in by a limited margin because of his charm and all of the harm the Bush farm did. But I'ma keep it real.
Yeah.
Even though we won, we still got an economic system that is overrun.
Completely.
And we don't understand it.
No.
And we are all lost.
What?
These corporations, they only want to cut the cost.
Black.
They hack away your jobs.
Yeah.
Prices are level lost. Playing balls more expensive. People have left us off. We've always
always loved America, cause we've been better off. Forgive a war, goodbye to prison, y'all, cause we just shifted off. They bail our head of banks, raise the stakes for corporate conies. We have to choose between the world to get our heart exploding. It sickens up in this piece. We see the plot unfolding, cooped up in a pseudo free market. This is starts imploding.
Yo.
Hey yo, cast is broke.
Come on, say it out loud.
Yo.
Like
cast is broke.
Say it right now.
Hey yo,
like
cast is broke.
Yeah,
cast is broke.
People out here hurting right now.
Hey, yo, cast is broke. Yeah, cast is broke.
Just tell the story.
Yeah, cast is broke.
Just tell the story.
Hey, yo, cast is pissed. Critical mass, what'll happen to us after this? It's a conspiracy, a theory we can master. If we get past our past, look at the math and just smash the shit. For many, there's a god, but some cash is it. And they'll be glad with fascism crushes activists. Why are fathers sweeping our bitches while pundits addicted to pills? Or sending our TV just promoting agendas? Yo, we could affect it all with our collective thought. But there are sections lost, and there are sections bought. And there are sections that may never want to understand. And there are sections that will gain the upper hand, working the numbers, man. There are lines drawn, your wrong times are rise of fists. Signify your mind, then focus, use your mind to fist. It won't take one of us, it won't take 25. It won't take all of us, for all of us to survive. Hey yo, cast is broke.
Cast is broke.
Hey yo, cast is broke.
Cast is broke.
Yo, cast is broke. Yo, cast is broke.
Cast is broke. Yo,
hey yo. Cast is broke.
Cast is broke.
Yo, cast is broke.
Just tell them right now.
Yo,
like,
cast is broke.
Hey, yo, tell them right now.
Yo,
like,
cast is broke.
Rock Castro. Bollywood Records. West Coast.
All right, that was Chamaco Noble with his piece called Broke. Now, I hope that you will turn in, you know, on Monday and, you know, check him out on the Leopard Carpet with me. That is going to be 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm really, really looking forward to having a conversation with him. I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be challenging. And I think it's going to be extremely educational, especially for somebody like me to understand, you know, hip-hop. I want him to go over the elements of hip-hop to then, you know, the social justice issues that he speaks about, you know, at the many places across the United States. So, again, his name is Chamaco Noble. He'll be on the Leopard Carpet with me on Monday. Now I want to play a piece by a new artist that's come my way, and this is Nichelle Colvin, and her piece is called Next Payday.
Every beat, tell me out what the situation. Help me out with the situation.
Aaron B.
Aaron B.
Help me out with the situation.
Give a hustle loan.
I
got some property. I just put up for sale. The situation ain't right for me. And I say, oh well, oh well. Look on the bright side. At least you got your health. It ain't always about wealth. The father's always taking care of me. But until then, I don't have a dime. This light bill just took all I had. My rent's due, my electric's due, my gas. Mailman just brought me a medical bill. Mailman just brought me a credit card bill. Gas prices high, and I don't understand why. So
I don't
have a dime. Working off this
carry on the run because of my lack of fun. I don't have a dime. I'm getting my hustle on, almost this grown. Working up a sweat.
All up in the
today. My boy just got laid off. Now that is a crying shame. 20 years on the job. But we done been through tougher days than this. We done suffered for years, and still we exist.
Tell my boy to come over to my barbecue.
Cheer up, nothing ever lasts. This too shall pass. Got a golden stone, milk's $4 a gallon next pay. Got a golden stone, juice $5 a gallon next pay. This light bill just took all I had. My rent's due, my electric's due, my gas. Mailman just brought me a medical bill. Mailman just brought me a credit card deal. Gas prices high, and I don't understand why. So
I don't
have a dime. Yeah.
I keep my hustle on,
folks, this year.
Working up a sweat.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Clientele with their piece called Red Kool-Aid. And Clientele is going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me probably sometime in May. I've not actually had the opportunity to see them perform live and in person out here in the Seattle area, but I'm hoping to very, very soon. But I'm also looking forward to having them, you know, come on the leopard carpet with me. I'm going to keep you right here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm just really, really proud of being able to rep my own part of the region of the United States, my own city. And I'm going to play a piece by Chocolate, and this is called Amazing.
Thank you. full affection, something like an infection that I don't want.
Chocolate with her piece called Amazing. These 2 hours have gone by so very, very quickly. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style Live, to those that hung out in the chat room, to those that were on the phone hanging out, and to those that come back and check out the archives. If you love what we're doing here at Flavor News Radio, you know, help spread the word and also consider becoming a financial sponsor of the radio station. And if you're interested in doing that, all you have to do is go over to paypal.com and use radio@flavornews.com as the send to email address. And any amount can help, you know, just keeping this radio station thriving, being able to share the sounds of underground independent artists, not only here in the Pacific Northwest where I am, but across the United States and around the globe. People are paying attention. People are, you know, reaching out to me and letting me know that they're paying attention. I was contacted this week by somebody in Atlanta that was checking out several of my radio shows. And although I'm not necessarily one of those picture-perfect type hosts, what I appreciated about what he said and what many people have said is that I'm just, you know, very warm and welcoming, and that they can tell that I have a passion for what it is that I do. And I do. I believe this is what I'm meant to do, is getting out there and trying to find ways, you know, to help spread the word about some very, very deserving artists that some people don't know about and they really should know about. So I'm going to close out my show with maybe two more pieces, and I'm going to start out with a piece by Bomani, and this is called Talking Spirits. We'll be right back. All right, that was Bomani with his piece, Talking Spirits. Again, I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Flavor Coffee House online radio style. I encourage you to come back tomorrow and join me as I do the Flavor of Jazz. That's going to come to you live, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, where I'm going to play a variety of tracks from jazz artists from here in the Pacific Northwest, across the United States, and around the globe. You know how I do it. This is Lady Flava signing off. Take care, God bless, and have a wonderful evening.